Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. The number of fatalities remains unclear, but the largest earthquake to hit the island of Taiwan is being reported this week. The U.S. Geological Survey says it hit Wednesday morning, local time in Taiwan, the quake bringing down more than two dozen buildings, and it's expected to trigger aftershocks as strong as magnitude 7 in the coming days. Voters have been weighing in for several more state primary elections this week. On Tuesday, voters cast ballots for president and other races and ballot items in Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, and Wisconsin. President Biden was expected to see another uncommitted protest vote from critics of his handling of the Israel-Hamas war. Donald Trump harshly criticizing President Biden's management of the U.S.-Mexico border. USA's John Schaefer with more.
Speaking at a campaign event in Grand Rapids, Michigan Tuesday, Trump said that Biden is permitting a bloodbath to unfold at the southern border.
Under crooked Joe Biden, every state is now a border state. Every town is now a border town because Joe Biden has brought the carnage and chaos and killing from all over the world and dumped it straight into our backyards.
Trump pledged to take a tough stance on illegal immigration should he win the presidency in November.
President Biden says he had a phone conversation with Chinese President Xi Jinping for the first time in several months Tuesday. A higher-than-average snowpack for March in California means more relief from drought in the Golden State, although it's been from one extreme to the other. After announcing snowpack measurements Tuesday, California Natural Resources Agency Secretary Wade Crowfoot.
Across 400 miles of the Sierra Nevada range, in coming weeks, this snow will melt in countless streams and tributaries into rivers, and that snowpack will turn into water to provide drinking water for upwards of 40 million Californians.
This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The White House expressing some stated outrage over that Israeli airstrike in Gaza that resulted in the deaths of half a dozen World Central Kitchen workers. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby emphasizing the Biden administration's call for a prompt investigation into the incident, demanding appropriate accountability.
The U.S. will continue to press Israel to do more as well to ensure the safety of humanitarian workers, and will continue to do all we can to deliver this assistance to Palestinian civilians in Gaza.
Kirby stressed the need for Israel to enhance protection for aid workers inside Gaza, citing the distressing statistic that over 200 of them have lost their lives in the Israel-Hamas war. In February, the number of job openings saw a slight increase, signaling ongoing strength in the job market, according to experts. The Labor Department reported that there were 8.8 million job openings on the final business day of the month. Additionally, the figures for quits and hires in February remained relatively stable, both in terms of number and rate. Sean Diddy Combs purportedly will not receive an invitation to this year's Met Gala following federal investigators' earlier raids on his homes. According to Radar Online, the embattled music mogul's been excluded from the guest list for the May event in New York. A source alleges that the industry is keeping its distance from Diddy as he contends with accusations of sex trafficking. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour and hump day, April the 3rd, 2024. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. We've got Colonel retired John Mills going to be joining us in just a moment. National security professional with service in five eras, Cold War, peace dividend, war on terror, war, world in chaos, and now the great power showdown and the fight to save our republic. He's the former director of cybersecurity policy, strategy, and international affairs at the Department of Defense, a senior fellow at the Center for Security Policy. John Mills, always good to have you with us, sir. Thank you for being with us.
Hey, Bill. It's always an honor to be on your show. Thank you.
Well, Colonel, next week, you know, the ball's going to be in the court of the Senate. The House has is sending over articles of impeachment of one Alejandro Mayorkas, and deservedly so. He has been the poster child of this administration and of the Democratic Party en masse that has opened up our borders to over 10 million illegal immigrants. God only knows what, how many gotaways, how many terrorists are involved in that group. And they seem to have no concern whatsoever. They tell you they do, but their policies and behavior tell you just the opposite, right?
Yeah, Bill, we have a mortal threat to the continuance of our constitutional republic. This open borders insanity and psychology is intended to topple America, and our elite are absolutely willingly cooperating. Even though Venezuelan gangs are targeting the homes of the rich and the elite, I guess that's just proper social justice wealth transfer. So too bad for the rich elites who are having their homes broken into, find that kind of irony. But yeah, this is so important. And Mayorkas is an utter disaster. I mean, he is just the poster child of helpless, feckless, I can't do anything unless you give me more money, unless you give me more legal authority. I just came from southern Arizona, right on the border, and it's chaos. Tucson is being overrun, and the blue mayor is about to start dumping 500 a day onto the street because they've run out of federal money to pay for the hotels.
Well, his argument rings hollow when you consider, say, budget-wise, how successful the border was under Donald Trump, and dare I say, with a lot less money, and the Biden administration has been able to corral a lot more money for border security, supposedly, and it's the worst it's ever been. So it's not a money issue, it would seem. I mean, logic might say it might be more of a priority issue than a money issue. What do you say?
theater at the time being. I passed, without giving away state secrets here, I went past a number of very well-funded and well-resourced, just call them forts, base camps for the Customs and Border Patrol, you know, fleets of vehicles lined up. Now, what does that tell you? Why are fleets of vehicles lined up on these compounds when they should be out on mission, on checkpoints? Mm-hmm. So this is an absolute fraud. It's street theater. And, they'll go after the Venezuelan illegal who, went on TikTok talking about, hey, come, do home invasions. It's absolutely legal. Here's how you do it. You can just get your own home. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they'll go after him as an exemplar, but everybody else, they ignore and allow them to squat in homes and wreak chaos. But this is power-driven. Hey, we're going to collapse the country because we're so smart. This is the British managed decline of immediate post-World War II era. You know, the Labour Party just said, we're just going to be a post-colonial empire and we're just going to live off our land holdings and we're just going to lead from the rear and just kind of, when asked, kind of give our thoughts and advice, kind of like, the Obama-Biden regime.
Exactly.
That's what they want to do. Manage
decline. Yeah, this is what happens when you allow the inmates to manage the asylum, right?
Yeah.
I mean, in a backwards sort of way, Colonel, I mean, it's like, wait a minute. The question that is there before us is the elites are all participating, which is a minority of Americans who have been blessed because of the capitalistic system and that which has been engineered here in this country. They've been so blessed, they become very wealthy because of it. There's probably been some shenanigans along the way, but, set that aside. You would think they would be thankful. So what is their gain if the country goes to hell in the handbasket? Do they think that somehow they're going to be the last man standing and okay?
Yeah, it is this bizarre psychology. It's if you look at human history, this is always what happens to a wealthy society, no matter where it is, no matter what. It's just the elite, become so wealthy. They spend all their time looking at their navel instead of continuing to build a great society. And whether it's Rome, whether it's dynastic China, this is what happens. And it ain't going to happen on my watch if I have anything to do with it. Hey, we got to get borders mean something here. In our family, we had somebody who came in years ago illegally from across the border, but became saved, got it right. Became a legal citizen, served an honorable career in the military, so let's get it right and secure our border. Because right now, this is an absolute insane asylum. I mean, Tucson looks like Somalia. And as soon as somebody says it's not that bad or, hey, I don't know what you're talking about, things are pretty good, this is a symptom of the cancerous nature of wokeism,
exactly.
They have scales over their eyes. If they can't see the reality of what's going on, don't even bother listening to them. Their brain has just been destroyed by the lead utensils, which is what happened in Rome.
Exactly. Well, Colonel, just the raw numbers would tell any reasonable person that you've got danger. Not to mention, hey, it wasn't that long ago. 2001, 9/11 happened, and it was only, 19 terrorists? And we have hundreds, if not thousands, we've got millions of illegal immigrants who aren't, as you and I discussed the last time, they're not beholden to this country. They're beholden to the cartel. Mayorkas is such a knucklehead. Either he's just so disingenuous or he's such a flat-out liar when he said he didn't know what the wristbands on each of these immigrants represented. And it was a categorization and basically a job assignment by the cartels at the border for each of these individuals that come across. And dare I say, I think it's like 99%. You can't cross the border unless the cartel says you can. And if you cross the border with the cartel's blessing, it's because they have given you a job assignment that's either associated with drug trafficking, fentanyl, human trafficking, or any other illegal operation that is now flourishing in just about every state of the union, Colonel.
Right, and I would also assert that the dynamic has changed in northern Mexico. And one of the things they always get, the liberals always get away with is this is an anti-Latino racist,
right?
Blah blah blah. Ladies and gentlemen, Latinos are now the minority.
Exactly.
Minority.
You can cut your heating bills.
Gotta go to break.
With your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it, you can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back, but you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358. If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Welcome back. Colonel John Mills continues with us, national security professional with service in five eras, as we talked about. He is author of the new book, War Against the Deep State. And whether, you know, you want to look at it as the deep state, but there is this nefarious force, and there is a war that's taking place. And, Colonel, as you know, I mean, there are certain things that you look at when a war is happening. It's kind of like what happened in Ukraine, which blew me away, because the State Department absolutely ignored what Putin was doing in setting up a supply chain and everything that said, hey, we're going to war. We're not just going out for a bivouac and do some, you know, toast up some s'mores and have a little overnight stay there on the border. Everything they were doing for a year said, we're going to war. And this is what you're seeing as a military expert, a national security professional. You see all the boxcars lining up to say that America has serious trouble on the horizon and it better wake up.
Yeah, Bill, this is just, it is insanity what's going on. And, yeah, I like your use of the term bivouac, definitely an underused term. But,
well, you can tell, I got to go back to my own Marine Corps days, you know, so every once in a while it comes out, you know, Semper Fi.
The intelligence, the American intelligence community got it right that Russia was going to attack. What failed was intelligence should inform policy and action. And mm-hmm. So for 6 months, we had these headlines blaring of Russia is going to attack. This is the second time. We're talking about, you know, late 2021, mm-hmm. Russia is going to attack. The Biden team did nothing. So remember that fall of 21 is when there is now a formal alliance of Russia and China. Mm-hmm. China is the senior partner, Russia, Venezuela, and North Korea and Iran are the junior partners to take down and topple America. All of this is fifth generation warfare. The open borders mm-hmm. is fifth generation warfare. Captured elites are fifth generation warfare. The fecklessness of the Biden regime is fifth generation warfare. So it is just crazy, but they failed to act. And all they did was say, hey, Zelensky, once they cross the border, he wants to come in and rescue you and your family. I mean, that is not inspiring. Yeah. But 2 years, you know, 2+ years later, here we are. The war is grinding on. It's essentially a stalemate. It's consuming mass resources. The Ukrainians have shown great innovation on the ground with their DJI drones blowing up much more expensive Russian tanks. The Russians have gained some ground, but very little in the end. Mm-hmm. It's tactical realignment of the forward line of troops. They're strategically almost insignificant, but what is significant is the chewing up of defense resources, which we just can't seem to get our defense industrial base going. And, you know, we need it for the worldwide situation. And especially China will move around Taiwan or beyond Taiwan and just essentially bypass and isolate Taiwan. We need right. those defense resources. And I'm just seeing headline after headline of contractors who just can't meet schedule. And mm-hmm. why can't they meet schedule? The Defense Department, the Biden team will always say, well, it's a labor shortage. Well, no, that's a lie. That's a camouflage. The only labor shortage is able-bodied men and women who want to go into gender studies in the right. university system.
Exactly.
Decline to actually do something productive to society, like work in a factory, for crying out loud. And yes, I did say work in a factory. And so this is the Drag coefficient of wokeism. Everything. We just announced this morning, the new frigate program for the Navy. 3 years behind. Why? because all of the able-bodied men and women, and there are only two genders, are taking just ridiculous topics in the university system. They're worthless. I'm sorry. Right. Gender studies is a fraud. I'm sorry. Yeah. Women's studies, it is a fraud.
Are you telling me the Roman Empire didn't become such a great military force because of, their gender studies? All these empires before your great military operations, they were all very sensitive about pronouns and genders and all those things, right? That was all part of the element for success. And this is why America is now embracing that, because we haven't won a war in 70 years. So we figure, okay, let's do some more. Let's go back and look at history and somehow come up with this kind of plan. I mean, how ridiculous, right?
It made me realize, I spent a year in a career in national security, and I realized it really, after the Second World War, winning was irrelevant. Winning was meaningless. It was about perpetuating conflict and not bringing things decisive closure. So right. Winning or losing Vietnam, irrelevant. Winning or losing in the Middle East, irrelevant. Winning or losing...
The military-industrial complex reigns. That's what happened, right?
Yeah. And I'm all for the most powerful military in the world. But here's the problem. Rome had the greatest army and navy. Don't forget navy. Rome had a fearful navy. But didn't matter. They still collapsed. Why? Because the elite back in Rome found out that the tunic could actually be worn by men and women, and forgot who they were, and forgot the important basics of life. And as soon as that happened, the rot was from within, and that's what we're fighting in America.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the moral denigration, it all starts with morality. You start slipping on that, and then you start going down the next three steps that socialist and communism have become famous for. Because once you've disanchored from moral authority, then everything becomes possible. And in that realm of possibility, you create all kinds of chaos and confusion for people and dissatisfaction. That's, a marketing tool that's used very effectively in marketing strategies, is you create dissatisfaction. And then you come in and answer the need. You can go and talk to a businessman, and he thinks he's doing fine until you've, reminded him how dissatisfied he should be. And then you get him to make decisions otherwise he wouldn't make, and that, end up compromising the success of his company. I've seen this happen time and again, Colonel.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's the craziness of DEI, and the Baltimore mayor says DEI is the new N-word. No, DEI is correctly identifying a cancer in society. And it is this bizarre utopia of equal outcome. Ladies and gentlemen, we absolutely need equal opportunity. We
exactly.
need to make sure racism and other things are removed from our society, but that is very different than equal outcome. Because with equal outcome, it is pointless to do anything. Because in the end, doesn't matter how good or bad you are. I could be the worst violinist in the world, but under DEI, I will get the first seat in the orchestra, despite how bad I am as a violinist.
Exactly.
Because it doesn't matter. As long as I find my niche, and I'm an endangered sea turtle, that is what I identify as, an endangered sea turtle, and everybody owes me everything.
That's right. And where, anywhere in history, Colonel, do you see any success with DEI? Can they wave a flag of success and victory over anything other than bringing institutions down and crippling them? I mean, how many billions of dollars just in the last year did this DEI, as Zig Ziglar would call it, stinking thinking and actions, what kind of damage did it do to industry and businesses just in the last year alone?
Let the lawsuits begin and destroy those who advocated for this, because it brought nothing but equal misery. That's why all the investment firms are running away from it, because they realize it was a total flimflam.
Yeah, without a doubt. Colonel John Mills has been our guest. He is a retired veteran. Thank you so much.
With tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA News Update. The number of fatalities still unclear, but the largest earthquake to hit the island of Taiwan is reported this week. The U.S. Geological Survey says it happened Wednesday morning, local time in Taiwan. The quake bringing down more than two dozen buildings. It's expected to trigger aftershocks, perhaps as strong as magnitude 7, in the coming days. An airport name change has been proposed for one of Washington, D.C.'s air hubs. USA's John Schaefer.
Several House Republicans are advocating for renaming the largest airport in the Washington, D.C. area in honor of former President Trump. Congressman Gary Reschenthaler from Pennsylvania has put forward a bill proposing the renaming of Washington Dulles International Airport to Donald J. Trump International Airport. Currently, six other Republicans have joined as co-sponsors of the bill. However, the proposal faces uncertain prospects for approval in Congress.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Over 260 markets across this country. Thank you so much for partnering up with us and maintaining your commitment to do what it takes to get this country back on track. It is Good Friday, and as is tradition here on Bill Martinez Live, I have to share with you probably one of my favorite sermons from Tony Campolo, an American sociologist, pastor, author, public speaker, former spiritual advisor to U.S. President Bill Clinton. He's known as one of the most influential leaders in the evangelical left. He's been a major proponent of progressive thought and reform within the evangelical community. We're going to listen to a special a recount of a sermon that he was exposed to after giving a sermon himself there in Pennsylvania. Here's Tony.
Tony Campolo.
I belong to an African-American church because living in West Philadelphia, as I have over the years, my church lost all of its members as the community changed racially. Black people moved in and the white people moved out. And when the church was about to close, my father said, well, we've got to find another church. And the nearest Baptist church, because we're Baptists, was African-American. So we went there, Mount Carmel Baptist Church. And old Dr. Hubbard would have us do this preach-off once a year. And white people don't even know what they are. You get about six, seven preachers, and you preach back to back. It goes on and on and on for hours. And you know how you're doing in my church. One time I was preaching in my church, and nothing much was happening. I knew I was dying on my feet, and some lady on the last row yelled, "Help him, Jesus! Help him, Jesus!" And I knew my sermon wasn't going over well. Likewise in my church, when you're really pumping on all cylinders, the deacons sit right up front, right underneath the pulpit. And every time you say something good, the deacons yell, "Preach, brother, preach, preach." You know, I would do great if I just could take my deacons with me anywhere, because they encourage you beyond words when you're preaching.
Yeah.
And the women in my church, they put one hand in the air and they go, "Well..." That's all they do. "Well," you get 67 women going, "Well," every time you say something good.
Yeah.
Your hormones bubble.
Oh, that can move something.
That's right. And the men in my church, when you're really delivering the word, or as they say, have gotten down, they'll stand up and yell, "Keep going. Keep going, baby. Keep going. Keep going." They'll stand up and point at you and yell at the... I don't get that from white people.
Yeah.
White people look at their watches and say, "Stop, stop." But in my church, it goes the other way. Well, we were having our preach-off. There were seven of us preaching back-to-back, and it was my turn.
Wow.
And I don't want to brag, but I was good. And the people were yelling, "Well," and "preach," and "keep going," and I feed on that. The more they did it, the better I got. The better I got, the more they did it. I want to tell you, I got so good, I wanted to take notes on me. When I finished, that place exploded. There was cheering and clapping. I sat down. My pastor hit my knee. He said, "You did all right. You did all right." I said, "Pastor Eggert, you're next. Are you going to be able to top that?"
How do you follow that up?
Yeah, he said, "Son, sit back, because the old man is going to do you in." I didn't think anybody could do it that day.
Yeah.
That sucker got up, and he did me in with one line over and over again. "It's Friday, but Sunday's coming." Doesn't sound like much, but you weren't there. He started off nice. So it was Friday, and the Satan seemed to be in control. Jesus was dead on the cross, but that's because it was Friday. Sunday's coming. Friday. Friday, people are saying, "As things have been, so they shall be." You can't change things in this world, but they don't know. It's only Friday, he yelled. "Sunday's coming," and people are going, "Please, keep going." And Friday. Friday, they're saying darkness is everywhere and hopelessness and despair is ruling the world. But I'm here to give you the good news. It's only Friday. Sunday's coming. And people are cheering like mad by this time. He went on and on. Friday, Sunday's coming. Friday, Sunday's coming. He got to the end of that sermon, and he just yelled at the top of his lungs, "Friday!" Without hesitation, that whole congregation yelled back, "Sunday's coming!" And that's the good news. As much as there is despair in the air, as much as it seems as though we're losing ground to the forces of darkness, I've got good news. And it's the good news of my pastor. It may look like everything's lost, but it's only Friday. Sunday's coming. We've got a God who can turn things around.
Amen. Amen. Dr. Tony Campolo, Professor Emeritus of Sociology in Pennsylvania. Dr. Tony, the kingdom of God, that's what Jesus preached.
You know, if Jesus had to reduce his message to a soundbite, that would be it. The first words out of his mouth in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, the first words are, "I have come to declare that the kingdom of God is at hand." You can't have the kingdom without kingdom people. Sometimes mainline churches forget that. They want to change the world, but they have forgotten that before you can change the world, you got to change people. The kingdom of God is transformed people living in a transformed society. society. It's a society in which government, in which the economic system, in which the educational system, the recreational system, all things function in accord with the will of God. But you're not going to have that kind of society unless people themselves are transformed. And there are a lot of characteristics of the kingdom of God. One is justice for the poor and the oppressed. That people's economic needs are met. That people are not seduced by a consumeristic society. But there's a big theme that I preach a great deal, and that is the kingdom of God is also a party. And I'm sure you were going to drive to that.
Right, that's what Jesus knows how to party. I mean, after all, and like you said, the stage is set. I mean, we're reminded in the Lord's Prayer, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, everything operating in the rhyme and reason that God intended it to be. What more could you want?
I want you to add one more thing. Okay. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth.
Yes.
The kingdom already exists in heaven. God's will is done up there. The question is, does he have a people? And are you and I willing to become some of those people who will work to see that his will is done on earth as it is in heaven? We dare not pray for the kingdom to come on earth as it is in heaven. We dare not pray that his will be done on earth as it is in heaven unless we ourselves are willing to submit ourselves to that end. When I say party, every time there's a response to the gospel, it's party time. You think of Zacchaeus, the little man. Everybody hated Zacchaeus because he was a tax collector that ripped people off. Jesus comes marching down Main Street, and the crowds line the sidewalks, and they push little Zacchaeus, he's a shirt guy, into the background. And you know the song from Daily Vacation Bible School. He climbs up in the sycamore tree, for he wanted his Lord to see.
Amen. Dr. Tony, it seems like the signs that we're talking about are coming soon and very soon these days.
Yes, and we need to look at both sides. Jesus, when he talked about the end times, gave a wonderful parable. He said it's like this. The kingdom of God is likened unto a man who plants wheat in the field. He sows wheat seeds. And the wheat begins to grow. And the evil one comes and sows tares or weeds. And the weeds begin to grow alongside of the tares. And the servants come to the master and say, what should we do? Pull up the weeds? He said, you can't do that without destroying the wheat. Let the two grow up together. And come the harvest, we will separate the wheat from the tares. And the tares, the weeds, shall be thrown into the flames. The point of the story is clear. The tares, which Jesus specifically says represents the kingdom of evil, is growing stronger and stronger every day. You can't pick up the newspaper without being aware that evil has never been more prominent, that corruption is never more evident, that the denigration of the evil one is everywhere at hand. And it's enough to discourage anybody, except that Jesus reminds us that not only is the tares growing, not only are the weeds growing, but the wheat is also growing, which is the kingdom of God. In short, the kingdom of evil has never been stronger or more evident than it is today, but neither has the kingdom of God.
Amen. Dr. Tony Campolo, alumnus, professor emeritus of sociology at Eastern University in Pennsylvania. My prayer this Good Friday for you is that whatever it is that is your Friday, remember, Sunday is coming.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? we've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine2bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine2bar.com.
Before the top of the hour, Al Parada. Yes, it's all part of his morning brew from the managing editor of stream.org. Thought we'd go outside of the morning brew for just a moment. We were talking about Ronna McDaniel. She didn't even get a parking space there at NBC. I mean, the outrage of her being hired, it's just so amazing. I mean, here supposedly a free and fair press, right? And, you know, proponents of the First Amendment, right? No. We're not going to have, you know, somebody who believes with 60% of the country that the 2020 election was compromised. You know, that's inconceivable. It's just like, please.
Yeah. I mean, if you're scared of Ronna McDaniel, my gosh, you're pathetic. I mean, if she's too much, you know, conservative, too much Republican, too much, you know, sort of kind of like liking Trump a little bit for them, my gosh, they can't handle Ronna McDaniel. You're talking about Ronna McDaniel.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
I mean, we just got run out of the RNC because, it's just crazy. She should take it as a badge of honor. I'll tell you what, she should take it, you know, take them to court, you know, breach mm-hmm. contract and all the whatever else, make sure she gets the money mm-hmm. and just walk away and realize take it as a sign of something good that she's getting scary for MSNBC. For great.
Yeah, exactly.
Out.
Well, Todd and them and Morning Joe and everything raised the standard. That, you know, it's not bad enough for you to hate Trump. You got to really hate Trump. You know what I mean? So the bar has been raised. She didn't hate Trump enough. And, you know, the First Amendment be damned. What Constitution? What are you talking about? And then they wonder why their audience is leaving, because basically they're telling 60% of their potential universe, hey, don't even stop here, because we don't even believe you. We think you're idiots for questioning the 2020 election. So if you're not going to comport with our way of thinking, you know, discussion over. Don't waste your time. Yeah. Go somewhere else.
And let's be real. What would be better television? Even if you're MSNBC, you're so in the tank for Biden and the DNC, wouldn't it be better to have somebody who is basically a MAGA type person and believes all this stuff? It makes for better television.
Exactly.
You know, all your hosts going after them, it's better to have somebody able to respond in some way, shape, or form. It's better television. It makes for better programming, which makes for better ratings.
Yeah, but they don't like that. They don't want conflict. That's why they don't want. They don't. There's no way they're going to get close to a Jim Jordan or Steve Miller, right? And a former advisor for Trump. He's so pick and articulate. I mean, he would run circles around these guys. Because they're generalists. They really don't understand. They just throw stuff, the talking points out there. That's the depth of their knowledge of anything, is a bumper sticker talking point. That's all they know. And then they come up against a guy like Miller or, Jim Jordan, somebody that has the facts, and they don't know what to do with themselves. They bring somebody that really understands climate, you know, like Greg Wrightstone. I mean, this guy's been studying this for decades. And there's no way they're going to talk to him, because he's empowered with all the empirical evidence, and they can't handle a counter argument, and they just want you to like Maisie Hirono, just shut up and sit down, and we'll take it from here. We know what we're doing. Oh yeah, great. $34 trillion in debt, economy in the tank, all this cheating and lying and disunity. Yeah, you guys are doing a great job. Yeah, really awesome.
Yeah, the TDS is just so out of control. You can't even put it in words. It is sad. It's pathetic, and at some points it's like actually funny watching them, like when they cut away from Trump talking, because he starts talking about how all these cases against them are coordinated, which is provable because people are at the White House.
Right.
You know, state prosecutors, they're all at the White House. There are people who work for the Justice Department who are now in these local offices. And they cut away. Think about untruths, that this is Joe Biden.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we can't put him on the TV because he's an agent of disinformation. And the thing is that cracks you up. They still put him on. They'll still report on him because... Sure. The guy's a ratings magnet. You know, people still want to hear about what's going on with Trump, even if your message is messed up. You know, I mean, I tune in every once in a while just for entertainment, because how they, you know, the pretzel logic in that is like, my goodness, and you're on national TV, and this is what you're reporting? My goodness. I mean, why don't you do your job?
Yeah, I think they. I wish I were in charge of some of these networks. You know, but what they're doing, it's just stupid. And we need to have honest debate. We need to have clearer. They need it. These networks need it for their benefit.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Segmented everything like that, but what was the funnest show on CNN back in the day? Crossfire.
Exactly. Yeah.
You couldn't have a crossfire now because you couldn't have somebody, equal people, debating.
Yeah. Yeah. Just even like Saturday Night Live used to make fun of that. Remember that? Go back and
oh, yeah.
Oh, with Jane Curtin. Yeah. Oh, that's hysterical. Oh. That's great stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, unfortunately, the left ruined that concept. because they've aberrated it to such a degree. And like you said, you know, here's the talking points. Okay, everybody is going to be on the same talking point, and we're all going to render ourselves stupid. We're all going to be siloed. And here it is, the intellectual quotient of America. I think we're at 27 right now, educationally speaking. I mean, we're going to plummet to 100 pretty soon. I mean, we're just going to be known as the moron country here, you know, because we're so ideological, right?
Yeah, so I was going to teaching our kids, you know, they'll know all their pronouns, but they won't know how to add.
And they won't even know how to ask a question, because they're going to be afraid to ask a question, because if you ask a question, which, you know, young kids always do. I mean, you know, why? And that's just drives. Hey, just shut up. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't need to know why. I told you. This is the way these kids of the future are going to be conditioned. I mean, they're already being conditioned that way, Al. It's scary. Think about it.
I mean,
they're all going to be like Kamala Harris. There'll be little Kamala Harris memes, you know, mini-me's out there, clapping to all the wrong things, right?
Yeah. We'll know their Venn diagrams. That will be about it. And they'll know all the colors of the rainbow flag and the history of drag queens in America, but they won't know
exactly
about the founding fathers. So it's okay. That's our future.
Exactly.
God made homeschools and private schools, and people trying to get control of school boards, which is why elections matter. Local elections for school boards, because you get on school boards, you can change a lot of that stuff.
And Kamala's new book, you know, why you must know your pronouns, right?
And all sorts of recipes for word salads. What dressings go with Kamala's best word salad?
Lord have mercy. Yeah, what a mess. Al, in your latest column, you talk about Megan apologizing for buying the trans lies. Woo. Boy, that's one, huh?
Yeah, and there's a perfect example of a journalist, a media personality, who's not afraid to admit they're wrong, and tries to play straight. You can disagree or agree with her on different things, but at least she's trying to play straight. And that was her realizing that she got caught up in that game, you know, is harmful to women.
Exactly.
And the young girls, the trans stuff especially. The detransitioner and realize had a better view of what that was all about, and the manipulation and the destruction. You got to stop it. it is a destructive force, and it's not a natural one. It is not, all of a sudden, you know, gender fluidity didn't just come about. The biology, human biology, didn't just change, you know, in the last 10 years.
Yeah, exactly. Getting back to Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, I mean, really, with all due respect, I guess, this is like Dumb and Dumber, you know, talking about Israel. They have no clue. I mean, Joe Biden, who Bob Gates said hadn't gotten anything right, I think at the time it was 20 years, he still hasn't gotten anything right. And here we are 40, 50 years later. You know, that's one thing you can count on from Joe Biden. The Joe Biden brand is clear. It's a mess. When it comes to foreign policy, and here he is right now, and he's interfering with what's going on with Israel, and the United Nations. Talk about hot messes. It's just madness and chaos all over the place. It's crazy.
Yeah, he looked at those numbers in Michigan and Minnesota, and he put in his election ahead of the safety of Israel.
Exactly.
Throwing people under the bus.
Send in the clowns. Here comes Michelle Obama.
Oh, gosh. Don't say that.
August. Here it is. I mean, a lot of people are predicting. That's what's going on. Joel Gilbert did a great expose on it. We've got bets. We got bets pending right now on it. One attorney says, I'll bet you 100,000 to 1 she's not going to be there. I said, hey, for a dollar, why not? I'll take that. We'll be right back.
Oh, for a dollar,
Yeah, I'll take that bet. I think that's a stupid bet. Why not?
I would see Hillary Clinton coming in to be
that's not going to happen.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
The final.